Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So yesterday, Teek and I spoke about this, and we really wanted to get our next guest on the show yesterday, but we couldn't make it happen. He's kind enough to get back to us. We have him today. There are five men in NBA history with more wins, but it's a very short list, and they're names that are obviously, you know, transcendent. You got Don Nelson, you got Lenny Wilkins, you got Pop. You've got Jerry Sloan, may he rest in peace, the great Pat Riley. Six most wins all time in NBA history. That is our next guest, George Karl. There's no doubt that the man knows NBA. But, Teek, what I've got to get to, what we've got to solve a riddle for our fans. We need to know why George Karl keeps picking on Carmelo Anthony. Coach Teek and Tierney, we had you a couple of times. Welcome back. How you been, man?
I am good. I don't think I'm picking on anybody. I'm just telling the truth.
Okay, all right. And that's why we love you, dude, because you are a straight shooter. But how does this go? So you're on social media. You got a great life. You know, you've beaten cancer. God bless you. You got all the money you need. You got a great family. You see something pop up, and Carmelo's talking about a championship. Now, to be fair, I have been a huge Carmelo Anthony critic. The things that you say are not invalid. I guess what I question, Coach, what pulls you in to the social media cesspool of continuously weighing in and shooting down a guy that played for you a long time ago?
Well, I want you to know that 90% of the things I write on Twitter never get controversial. The only thing that gets controversial is when you bring up a feeling. And you know, Melo was a great player for me. I can't deny that he turned his franchise in Denver around. It was him more than anybody else. He's a powerful player, but he's an individualist. And he likes to score more than he likes to play defense. What my criticism was just to poke the bear a little bit of something that happened 8 years ago and have fun with it. But unfortunately, Twitter gets angry and gets pissed and wants to start a battle and wants to throw stuff at each other. I don't think I do that very much. And don't get me wrong, my reaction was those sleepless nights were by the coaches trying to figure out how to motivate Melo, how to motivate to understand that he is good enough to win championships. And in a lot of ways, we failed. A lot of ways, you know, Melo was the player he was here in Denver. He was the same player when in New York, and basically the same player when he bounced around in OKC and Houston. The last two or three years, Melo has been great. I've had complimentary after compliment on how Melo. I wish Melo would have accepted this role of being a bench player instead of 2 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, because I think he would have won Sixth Man of the Year award. I think he would have been like Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford, yeah.
He'd been dynamite. He'd been sensational.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just my interpretation versus what the rest of the world thinks.
No, and by the way, no, Coach, your interpretation is pretty much what the rest of the world thinks. That's not what we're debating. And again, even as I'm a Knicks guy, he wasn't always in great shape. Trust me, the little insanity stuff. I know what made him tick when he was younger, you know, into Melo at the sacrifice of wins. I don't think his body was always ready to roll. He didn't share the rock. He didn't have any interest in defense. George, I'm not questioning the accuracy of what you said. And by the way, of course, you could say whatever you want. I don't doubt the accuracy. Matter of fact, I co-sign pretty much everything you say. I guess my point is, when is there an expiration date? Like, let me ask you this. If he wins the championship, would you be sincerely happy for Carmelo Anthony?
No question. J.R. Smith won the championship. I never thought that could happen. But when J.R. won the championship in Cleveland, I was elated. I was elated for him. Because he had to change, and he did. And he became a cerebral player, a more reliable player, rather than a good, bad player. And, you know, and my whole thing comes out is, you know, you are right that, you know, I stirred the pot this time. But 90% of the time, that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm wrong for stirring the pot. But in the same sense, I'm telling you how I felt.
Yeah.
You know, Melo's saying he gets sleepless nights. Well, I had a lot of sleepless nights because I was not getting Melo to play a championship brand of basketball.
Yep.
Rather than the brand of basketball we were playing.
But George, don't you think, and by the way, we're talking to George Karl, who 6 most wins NBA history. Interesting, very good book that came out. I guess that was about a year or two ago, and coaches with us here on the show. Yeah, 90% of the things, you know, your own admission that you say in jest and you try to stir the pot. And trust me, I'm a pot stirrer as well. I get it. I really enjoy that aspect of what I do for a living. But it's the 10%, maybe when you continuously stir it, that, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but that can make you look bad. Almost petty.
I agree 100% with your interpretation. And And for whatever reason, Melo and my disagreements have been kind of, it's like a hot spot. It stimulates Twitter. And I have no idea why, because again, this is stuff that happened over almost 10 years ago. And we're getting anxious because of something that we should be celebratory. I mean, I celebrate my life, my career. I've been blessed. I've been fortunate. I've been made wealthy by coaching a damn game. And there's so many great things in our lives, and I don't want to ever go down a negative road in a negative way. And maybe I did this time. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So it's one of those things that you can't put the cat back in the bag, so to speak, but it is out there, and it shows your true feelings. But it makes me want to ask the question, Coach, do you think that if Carmelo had bought into defense and selflessness that you guys would have won a championship?
I think we were good enough a couple of those years to be a championship contender. The year that I got sick was our best year to win it. That was the year when I came down with cancer and I couldn't finish the season. I thought in January and February of that season, we were playing a little bit better than everybody else in basketball. And the year we lost to the Lakers with Chauncey, when we made the Chauncey trade, and we lost to the Lakers, I think if we would have won that series, if we would have been a little more together and won that series, I think we would have gone on and won the NBA championship. Yes.
I don't disagree, by the mm-hmm. way. I don't disagree with that. You know, George, how hard it would be to you know, if you're coaching now, like Deke and I have spent a lot of time on the Lakers, obviously, last week or two, Westbrook going there. We know about LeBron, AD. First time in NBA history, they've got 5 35 or 36-year-olds. I don't love the fit because now you're going to ask Westbrook to do something he's never done his whole life, and that's to kind of give up the rock a little bit. I don't doubt that he'll try. I just don't think he'll be efficient and effective enough for them to win a title. But, you know, jamming all these pieces in and having a month or two to make it gel, that's a different challenge for a coach now than even you had back in the day, right?
I think today's game is harder to coach than ever before. I think the league has basically accepted the load management mentality, so practices aren't – there are not many practice teams anymore in the NBA. Everything's done by osmosis of video and walkthroughs and talkthroughs and stuff that I don't have a lot of trust in. But I still think the Lakers are a championship contending team. I would not bet on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like betting against LeBron because I think LeBron does amazing things to make teams make it work. And they do have a talented roster. Their personality offensively is going to be interesting to figure out. And their age, I can't deny, I have to put on down as I worry about it. I worry about them being able to make it through the season without having to pick up another player or two.
Yeah, no, I think that's the same thing that we read. And when we think about, in some ways it feels, I don't want to say desperate, but that's the word that comes to mind, is they, because Carmelo could have joined LeBron at any time, or at least LeBron.
Well, LeBron didn't want him.
LeBron could have asked him to join him at any time.
And asked him.
And this year, it's kind of like, well, the time is right now, Carmelo. I don't know if that's an insult or not.
I didn't think it was incredibly authentic. What about you, George? I mean, he could have had Carmelo three times before.
That's right.
I don't know those stories. I don't know if they're true or false. The truth of the matter is I think Melo wanted to be on the same level as LeBron and liked competing against LeBron. I know when we played LeBron, when I coached Melo, Melo got fired up. He got into the game. He played well. When I was in Denver, we had a winning record against LeBron with Melo. So I think it was more of Melo understanding he was not in the same level of LeBron, and his light was fading, as were LeBron's, still was shining.
That is very interesting that you said that. We were actually getting prepared to let you go, but I can't not respond to that. I have to volley back because I've always theorized about Carmelo. Listen, you get to that level, you score 30 points with your eyes shut. Of course, there is some inherent confidence and obviously inherent greatness, but I feel like a lot of the things that Carmelo's done, even playing in the Olympics as much as he has to try to fill a void. Like while he comes across as supremely confident, I feel like he's somewhat insecure with certain things. Does that make any sense?
I don't think fans understand how great players are not as confident as they think they are. Great players have a little bit of a fragile confidence at times. And that's why they have up and down stretches. They play well, and sometimes they play well against certain teams and don't play well against other teams. Confidence is a big part of being an all-star championship-type player, but in the same sense, they do have their days where they lose their confidence.
Yeah. No, I think anybody has that, whether you're coaching a radio show or playing a sport. Real quick before we let you go, Coach, Chauncey Billups in Portland now. How do you think he's going to fare as a head coach?
Well, there's two guys in my life, in my career, that were great leaders as players. And one was Chauncey Billups, and the other was Nate McMillan. So I think Chauncey and Nate has turned into, I think, one hell of a coach.
Yeah.
And I think Chauncey has a chance. I think he has the pedigree. I think he has a good mix of old school and new school mentality. And his leadership with people is first class. It's top of the mountain stuff.
I'm happy we had you on, George, because you were getting knocked around a little bit on social media. To be honest, I even knocked you around a little bit, but I've got respect for you. So I wanted to get you on, and I wanted to ask you, and Tiki, obviously, I know our audience took great stock in the subtweet, and Carmelo's good or bad or in the middle, always a hot topic issue. Why don't you drop him a text tonight and say, you know what, Melo, let's get a bottle of wine. By the way, when was the last time you actually spoke with him, George?
It was when he was in New York and I was coaching. He came into our locker room to say hello to some guys, and we went back in the coach's room and spent 15 or 20 minutes together. I think we did that two or three times while he was in New York.
Gotcha. Well, listen, good to have you back on the show. Thankfully, you're feeling great. Appreciate you, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.